time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The country's top security officials appeared in the White House briefing room on Thursday, vowing to defend American elections against what they call real threats from Russia, as the president keeps calling the probe into Russian election interference a hoax. This report from NBC News.
President Trump in Pennsylvania overnight, once again trashing the special counsel's investigation.
Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax.
The difference this time, his comments coming just hours after his own national security and intelligence team sounded the alarm about Russia's efforts to interfere in the upcoming elections.
We acknowledge the threat. It is real. It is continuing. And we're doing everything we can to have a legitimate election that the American people can have trust in.
Russia attempted to interfere with the last election and continues to engage in malign influence operations to this day.
The officials insisting their orders came from the top.
The president has specifically directed us to make the matter of the election meddling and securing our election process a top priority.
That behind-the-scenes direction about Russia and the election coming ahead of the president's very public display in Pennsylvania about the Russian investigation.
It's just a hoax, okay?
And while White House officials offered few specifics,
the scope of this foreign influence threat is both broad and deep.
It's the first time they've come together to publicly addressed the threat and their response. Top Democrat Senator Mark Warner tweeting, glad to see the White House finally do something about election security. Now, if only it was actually backed up by anything the president has said or done on Russia. Just 2 weeks ago at the Helsinki summit, Mr. Trump downplayed Russian election meddling, appearing to side with Vladimir Putin over his own intelligence team.
I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
The director of national intelligence admitting he's still in the dark about what happened in that private meeting between the president and Putin.
I'm not in a position to either understand fully or talk about what happened at Helsinki.
Overnight, Mr. Trump still defending his performance with Putin.
Here's a podium here. They wanted me to walk up and go like this. They wanted me to go up and have a boxing match. I said, whatever happened to diplomacy?
CNN's chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta took on Press Secretary Sarah Sanders at Thursday's press briefing. Sanders twice refused to say that the press is not the enemy of the people. Here's the entire exchange.
I just wanted to follow up on Sarah's question from NPR. She asked you about Ivanka Trump's statement that the press is not the enemy of the people. And she asked you whether or not the press is the enemy of the people. You read off a laundry list of your concerns about the press and things that you feel like are misreported, but you did not say that the press is not the enemy of the people. And I think it would be a good thing if you were to say right here at this briefing that the press, the people who are gathered in this room right now, doing their jobs every day, asking questions of officials like the ones you brought forward earlier, are not the enemy of the people. I think we deserve that.
I think the president has made his position known. I also think it's ironic.
Would you mind telling us,
I'm
Sarah,
trying to answer your question.
Okay,
well, I politely waited, and I even called on you despite the fact that you interrupted me while calling on your colleague.
Well,
I said it's ironic.
Which is why I interrupted.
I'm trying.
But if you finish, if you would not mind letting me have a follow-up, that would be fine. But
it's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric when they frequently lower the level of conversation in this country. Repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger. The media has attacked me personally on a number of occasions, including your own network, said I should be harassed as a life sentence, that I should be choked. ICE officials are not welcomed in their place of worship, and personal information is shared on the internet. When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender. In fact, as I know, I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection. The media continues to ratchet up the verbal assault against the president and everyone in this administration, and certainly we have a role to play, but the media has a role to play for the discourse in this country as well.
And sir, if I may follow up, excuse me, you did not say in the course of those remarks that you just made that the press is not the enemy of the people. Are we to take it from what you just said? We all get put through the ringer. We all get put in the meat grinder in this town. And you're no exception. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. I wish that that had not happened. But for the sake of this room, the people who are in this room, this democracy, this country, all the people around the world are watching what you're saying, Sarah, and the White House for the United States of America, the President of the United States should not refer to us as the enemy of the people. His own daughter acknowledges that, and all I'm asking you to do, Sarah, is to acknowledge that right now and right here.
I appreciate your passion. I share it. I've addressed this question. I've addressed my personal feelings. I'm here to speak on behalf of the President. He's made his comments clear. I got the
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, please consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.